Grace and peace be unto you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and from Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Something strange is happening to me. It happens occasionally, but rarely. I prepare a sermon, and I feel the Holy Spirit nagging me, telling me, that's not it. That's not it. You got to go this other way. Today, I was going to preach about the sword, that really strange text that we just heard. And I was going to offer an explanation of how, in a situation of injustice, the one that reveals the injustice, the one that points out that in reality there is no peace, but the peace is only the suppression of others, that then that person brings violence upon himself, the way that Martin Luther King Jr. did. If you have seen the movie Selma, somebody accused him of not really being nonviolent because he was bringing violence against the people when they were going to the marches, right? They were being beaten. And he said, well, I'm just bringing the violence from the violence that was happening in the dark alleys and in hiding. I'm bringing it to public view. And so even though he was proclaiming peace, it was real peace. It was a peace that was unveiling the violence. But that's not what I'm going to be preaching about anyway. You see, yesterday, I went to a funeral. And it was the funeral of the husband of a colleague about my age, maybe a little bit younger. And apparently, this young man took his own life. And it is not clear why, but there seem to be indications of depression. And this morning, I heard from some people about relatives that are also struggling with depression. And so I feel the Holy Spirit pulling me in the direction of saying something about that. And so with your permission, I will try to say something about that. And I pray that the Spirit speaks through my lips. First of all, I think that by now it should be clear that depression is a disease of the brain. It is not a failing of the character. And that is a very important thing that we need to remember, because there's such a stigma that goes with mental disease and not only depression. And we need to understand that if I fall and I break my leg, I go to the doctor and I do not feel embarrassed by the fact that I have a broken leg. Maybe I feel embarrassed by the fact that I slip. But I go to the doctor and then I follow the prescriptions and then I get healed. When the same way that I can break a leg, I can also have a broken brain. I can also have an imbalance in the brain chemistry. And that has nothing to do with what kind of a human being I am. It's simply a disease. It's simply a problem with the brain. And the good news is that there are ways to treat that. There are many different alternatives, from medications to therapy. And so the first thing that we need to remember for ourselves, if you struggle with depression, or for those that you know that struggle with depression, is there is no stigma. It is simply a condition of the brain. And we should encourage people to go and seek treatment. We should ourselves seek treatment if we feel that that darkness is approaching us. This is something that when I get the opportunity to teach future pastors, I keep emphasizing again and again that if somebody approaches them with symptoms of depression, it is good to pray for them, but it is also good to refer them. So there is no stigma. Second, depression is a liar. You see, one of the problems is that it distorts your understanding of yourself and of your reality. And so you feel that the situation in which you are stuck at that moment, it's permanent. And you do not see that there is a future, that this too shall pass. And so sometimes you need somebody else to remind you that over and over, again and again, that this situation, this too shall pass. But in addition to that, it's a liar because it gives you a distorted vision of who you are and of your accomplishments. And so it is important that you remember that you are a beloved child of God. Three words, I think, summarize the gospel, if we think about them deeply. You are loved, period. You are loved, and that is why you are here. You have been brought into being by love, by that cosmic love that we call God, and that we believe that became a human being and died on the cross for us, as we said in the confession at the beginning, before we even repented, when we were still dead because of our sins, then Christ died for us. So you are deeply loved, not because of anything that you have done, not because of anything that you are, but because of who God is. And the proof is that you are here. Number three, where can I go to hide from your presence, O God, said the psalmist. If I go up to the heavens, there you are. And if I go down to the depths of hell, there you are also. So even in the cases when people lose the battle to depression, to mental illness, even in the cases when people take their own lives, hope is not dead because Christ is alive. And we believe that this is something, by the way, that you can read in 1 Peter, in 1 Peter 3, that it says, you know, in the confession we say we believe that Christ died and descended to hell. And 1 Peter says he descended to hell to proclaim the good news to those that were trapped there so that even hell will be empty. That is the amazing grace that we celebrate. That is the God that we believe in. And that is the God that we should proclaim to each other and to our brothers and sisters. And sometimes we proclaim it with words, and sometimes we proclaim it with actions. Sometimes when we are accompanying somebody that is struggling with deep depression, all we can do is show up. All we can do is share small tokens of love, of caring, a foot rub, taking them for a walk, just showing up, a little token, like the coins that I shared with you last Sunday, reminding you of the power of prayer. I'm not receiving anything else, so I think that that's the message that I was supposed to share with you. So just remember that the number of suicides is so big these days, especially among people that have served in the military, and also among teenagers. And so I think that it's important that we take the signs seriously. And if we see somebody struggling, that we lend them a hand and that we remind them that they're loved and that there is a solution, that this too shall pass.